Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. The Kulahu Shulki. Komini Yerik Shaluk. Any type of vegetable which has gone through Shaluk, which means an overcooking towards liquidization. Hachoshesh Begroinush. The Tzerch Laseis Bo Shemen Harbe. He needs to put a lot of oil into this potion. The Havali Shemen Iker. Now the oil is the main part. Nigron Tafel. And the rest of the potion is secondary. Lo yarenu b'shemen b'shabbos on Shabbos the mashile b'soch grano that you're gargling it in your throat ve'enu bolo and do not swallow it v'kemen de lo bolo le since you're not swallowing it muchachem milsa it's obvious the lerfuahu that you're doing it for as medicine v'chachamun gazru and the rabbanim megzira ko refuos hanikaros and anything which is recognized as a medicine. A refuah mishum sprikas samanim because they're afraid the person will come to grind the vegetables and other things which are used to make the medicine. Shehi malacha, which is already a malacha d'iraisa. Tchilo, klemes means to say lichatchila lo yitin Hashem b'fiv. Lichatchila, person should not put the oil into his mouth. L'shem irur, with intent to gargling it. Ki im l'shem b'liyo, rather with intent to swallowing it. V'imba l'hashoisa, and if you want to leave it in your mouth afterwards in yishena, leave it there. Besides the medicine, you have the hano of eating. This is not part of the Gemara. So it's really an addition from the Sefer of the times of the Goyim. Hilchos Gedolos, the Tosfos says the same thing, and we do not have this Gersa. You're eating wheat flour as it is without cooking or making it into dough. Like anyone who is eating toasted wheat, the tiny lekaimon bepirkum. We'll see later in the brayse and the perek. Shemavarech bari pehadama. You make a hadama on it. The ishtani the gora, and it's worse than it was originally. Hoil below ishtani leiluye ma'ali since it hasn't been changed to something which is better. The milsei koy v'hav like a koyses chitin. It's as the same as the toasted wheat. It's no longer considered a pre fruit or vegetable over here. It hasn't yet come to the state that it is normally eaten. But the oil, as soon as it's changed, it's already in its form and to be eaten. And it's the main pre. That is the reason that it is planted was to make olive oil out of it. Hilkach prihu, therefore, ikar pri lakachnetu. The main reason why you plant olives is to make olive oil out of it. Hilkach prihu, therefore, it is considered a pri. My lav, min d'omer, sorry, it said barley, mechlal, it implies it's really bechiti, bari pri hadomo. It's that they're holding that by wheat, you would say hadomo. The chashim insurance is more important. How can you faint to lotu bayi bracha stakani de bracha? Zamet is shalmiro, which the Lazi Rashi explained means a salt water. Arskla actually uses the term brine. Kokiani is tolam shabim ayim, is the more like worms in your stomach, in your intestines, like a tapeworm. De isle hanoa ba'achila in eating it. Kora is rach shal dekla, is a soft shoot coming growing in the by the palm tree, shanof of gedelim bechol shana b'shana. Its leaves grow, branches grow every year. Kederach kol yilun, it's like any other tree. Hanoisa b'shana zu rach u'shana shniyim miskasha. That anything which is added this year is soft, and the next year becomes hard. V'nasa eitz and turns into wood. Tznoin is seifel hachshos. Sheim eino tolsho be'ito. If you don't harvest it at its time, hu miskasha ke'eitz, it gets hard like wood, like a tree. I like to the pugla la ochlo to eat it kishahurach when it's soft with shmul pugla and it's called pugla. Tzlaf is a min eitz. It's a type of tree. Our school explains it as caper bush. I like to the pircha shem pirya. That's the name of its fruit. Meaning nitzva hu tzlaf. That is the tzlaf which we said was a caper bush. Lefisha gedilim bo kame mini achilas. Since there's many different things that grow on it which can be eaten. Karile mini. We use the term mini in the plural terminology. Tomorrow is besocha olam inside the leaves. Gedilim come in tomorrow. It grows like looking like dates. Ubolten ba'ola and it sticks out in the leaf. Kamo ba'ola and shel arava just like you find by the leaves of an arava. Evyonis who apri, that's the actual fruit. Kafrisin who klipo gedolo shesavivos apri. It's a big peel or husk around the fruit, like this peel or husk which will grow around thin egoizen. Tzlaf nite inshi adait to the shusa lechol esa alum, to eat the leaves esa tamaras and these little date-like growths. She'enim mematin esa ilum bekacha, doesn't damage the tree by eating them. Diklo lo nite inshi adait to lechol es hakoira, to eat the shoots. She'oichol memait anfeh ilum, because one who eats those shoots it will be less branches. Arlo b'chutzlaris medivrei seferim, who it is rabbinic or at least through a drasha, as you'll see for in the Gemara. Pashas it means it's rabbinic. Midrabanan. The kol ha-mekel ba'aretz ba'arlo in halachas of arlo halacha k'moisa b'chutzlaretz, implying that halacha in chutzlaretz you would be mekel like that opinion. They gave an enum in a Torah, it's not midiraisa. Halacha achar mekel, you follow the more lenient opinion. Gabe meiser the Rabbi Akiva l'gabe meiser itmar, that which Rabbi Akiva said was said with regard to meiser, the meiser peris the ilum de ba'aretz gufa de rabbanon, because even meiser on fruits of fruit trees, the fruits of a tree in Eretz Yisrael are also only midrabanan. The Torah only obligates you to take of meiser from dogon tirush and yitzer, wheat and olives and grapes, wine. Kalayim bekerim, kasar min yaraku, says it's, I think it's a type of vegetable. Mekomokom lebeishame havalei safek arlo. Hi, Mekomokom Maskana de Pircha de Ravinahu is the end of that language when it says Mekomokom in the Gemara is the end of the question of Ravina. Velomemar she'af ha'pri atzmo mutter b'chutz la'aretz, to tell you that even the fruit itself would be permitted in the chutz la'aretz, the hub aretz sofik, because the aretz is only a sofik, but it's not sofik arlo, we say a sofik arlo would be mutter in chutz la'aretz. Uber Syria, which is Aram Seva, which is we call Syria, she'kava she'dovet, the dovet conquered, v'sif al gubul aretz Yisrael, he added to the boundaries of aretz Yisrael. B'chutz la'aretz halokech min ha'choshud Allah Arlo, a person who is buying from somebody who is suspect not to keep the mitzvah of Arlo, Yadahu Shiyesh Pradesh is a canus in the, and you know that in his orchard he has both old trees past 3 years and also new trees. Yoridulakehim, and you can buy, you yourself can go and buy, take pick from the trees. Apple Pisha Sufiko, even though it's a Sufik, and Yavim in the Tias, if it's coming from the new trees, which would be a problem of Arlo. Daflamid Vav Amud Beis. Ubavad shelo your ena hachover, that a tamu chachov doesn't see you because shelo came in ideas when you're taking from the young trees. Eno mishnah, and it's a suffix elavadi, therefore there's no suffix to follow like beishami, rather it's a vadi you have to follow like beishelo. But typically the inami, Rabbi Akiva, even if it's going according to Akiva, the umr le'inyan meiser, the lot parent, and who that said with regard to the lochos of meiser, it's not considered a fruit. Like in Arla, Asiri, it's still with regard to the lochos of Arla, it's usr, the kafrisin, the havale shomer, because it is a protector of the fruit. It's going to end at the end of its ripening process, the husk will fall off. The flowering part on the top of the pomegranate. You'll find also by apples. For the sheer, or like an egg size, which will then have transferring and being the kabal tuma by food. The nates by the rimon is like the kafres of the fruit of the tzlaf. Ein mitzarif, afogav the kaimel ba'obra roitiv, even though we paskin in the perek ba'obra roitiv in chulin, shemir mitzarifin l'tuma kalo, that the protector of a fruit will combine for a shear with regard to a lesser tumma, the hainu tumas oichon, which is like food tumma, the hani mili klipasa egoiz vaharimon, that's the husk, the peel of a nut and a pomegranate. Aval hanetz, which is only a shomer, al gabi shomer, is an extra second protector on the fruit. Shomer v'ein mitzarif. Shomer hu, it's a shomer. So it's shomer al gabi shomer v'ein mitzarif. It's just an extra protection on top of protection, and therefore does not combine. Okay, I mean, the barba roitiv, and that's so too we say explicitly over there in the parak of arba roitiv. Chayavim ba'arlo, rachmano rabinu. As perio, that the Torah is in doing an inclusionary drasha from extra s perio, which we learn out hatoful the person, which is secondary to the actual pre who nets, and that is the nets less a shemer betolish, doesn't have this protector when it's harvested, when it dries out noifel may al haklipa, it falls from on the peel. Kafres lesa begemar peira kishemegia samoch the bishulim, comes close to the time of ripening. Who neifel mimenu it falls from it. Mischole b'tmari in dates kafres, but tzlaf, it's the same thing as the kafres in by this caper bush. The kufro kishatamarim ketanim, when the dates are small, koydim mishilim before they ripen. Sarvala kerbiyosi holds like kerbiyosi. The kufro have a pre that the shoots are considered a fruit. Vachpishalom nigmar, the stimulus is not finished to grow. Vafikach shemer shalom choshev shemer, therefore the protector around it is considered a protector. Smadr is aser. Anovim grapes, kevin shenafel haperach, since the little flower thing falls, we call gagar nira the atzmai, kari smadr, and now the actual grape is already being visible. That's called a smadr. The kamar beis the kevin shebala chal smadr was reached at this stage of smadr kari pri. It's called a fruit, but aster mishum arla is a prohibition of arla. Fligi rabbanale hilk v'alocha k'rabin. We follow the rabbin, which is like the rabbanon. Hilkach avyonis is avyonis by the tzlaf is v'oisha kafrisin v'hen. Once it still has this kafrisin on it, la perininu is not considered a fruit. Vol mikru kafrisin shemer lepri, and therefore the kafrisin, these husks are not called a protector to the fruit. V'shar ilanus chutz min anovim, except for grapes. In kaitzim b'shvius, the Rachmana Amar, the Torah says la ochlo, to eat it v'lo lehefsid, and not for destroying. And since already the fruit is there, you cannot cut down the tree, which will kill the fruit. Mishiyotziu esapri, once the pri has grown, mishiyashar shuru. When you start to see these little like grooves, it looks like chains on top of it, it starts to like look more like a carob. The grapes are large like a groya, which you'll see later what that means. When this net grows more around it. Hu boiser hu garua kol makom she hezkiru boiser. Anytime it says boiser, that is referring to hu garua. It's the same stage. But u halavon sokadai techab anovim kaminu. We're not talking about beans. We're talking about grapes. Man shabbos le the amar gabe anovim boiser hu to have a pre avos madr lo. Who says? Who do we know that says by grapes that boiser is called a fruit, but smadr is not? Rabbanon hu to plead le the Rabbi Yosi. It's the Rabbanon who argued the Rabbi Yosi b'mseches arlo b'mseches arlo. The kamri b'shari elanos. The Mishotziu have a pre haroi, that by all of the trees, and once the fruit comes out, that's what's called a fruit. Bitisa. Evyernis says, Evyernis we're talking about by the caper bush. Kospipuli, called Darvisha Adam Eichel Shalokadarko. Anything which the people eat, not the right normal way it's eaten, is Mikri Ksisa, is called Ksisa. Butter, Makaris, Makaris, on your kippur, for eating on your kippur. Hamalta is Litura Balaz, which is a type of sweet. Medicine. Sharia Einba lo mishum bishul nachum velo mishum geul nachum is permitted, and don't have to worry about bishul akum or about having geul nachum, which is referring to the treif of his pot absorbing into what you're eating. Hindui kushiyam, which seems to be like saying African, but they point out that in other mesechtas Rashi says that it's more of an Indian. And closer to bubble than Eretz Yisrael, then it's referring more to India. Why he says kushim over here, I do not know. Chavetz keder min meichel kofui, it's like a congealed, frozen type of food. Kamo cholov shechav siu bekeva, that you turn the cholov into inside the stomach, the keva into a cheesy type thing. Kachol oisin meichel kofui bekeder, so they make such a type of food in a pot. Lekayim mefarshla, and later we explain the Gemara that it's kimcha v'dufsha u'mishcha, it is flour, honey and oil, the karele avrushti. It's called avrushti type of food. Daisa shalchitim of wheat, ketoshes mechteshes, which have been ground in a grinding in a grounder. Daisa kein chovetz keder l'kaim afarshel, we'll explain later. Chiti dimitavik beasisa, it's wheat which has been broken in this asisa. V'yavol b'hu duvshna, and you put duvsha and you put honey into it. V'avol l'hu b'keder, and you will now cook it in a keder. Smida means solace. Fine flour.